meeting of the Board of Trustees. It's February 1st, 2021, 7 o'clock. And have a roll call, please.
Yes. Rodriguez is absent. And Hedman?
Here.
Garcia is absent. Forrestal?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
Chacon?
Here.
Brendich?
Here.
And Walter is absent.
So there's five of us, and we do have a quorum. Recognition of visitors. So we have
Luke Robinson
from
with Kendall County Records.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
All right. No public for comment. Staff for comment. I guess we go into our discussion of staffing and job descriptions for new business. So how do we want to start this off? Jason, do you want to begin, or how do we want to start working on how we're going to write up the description for
the posting?
The posting?
Yeah. I mean, I think we can, I guess it would probably make sense to start with what do we want differently on the posting. I hope everybody's, you know, had a chance to read through it. And areas that people feel we want, you know, there's some discussion of wanting to focus on a couple of key areas being community outreach and, you know, involvement in the community, as well as, you know, we have this big overhanging issue of building problems, too. So I don't know, you know, the couple ways I look at it from, you know, the director is obviously we can't necessarily dictate what's in the market. So, you know, the idea of there's these other positions we might want to bring on in addition to the director down the road, you know, for the facilities management portion and community outreach. Having thought about it and having looked at it, I think we should make both job functions part of the posting, because I feel like regardless of whatever support staff we have, those are two big jobs that we have in the library. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like we probably want to kind of move that up to one and two on the job functions, as far as in addition to working with the Board of Trustees and the library staff, you know, just to key into those somehow. So I don't know how we want to spell that out in the job description, but I think those are probably two areas we want prominent in that. Mm-hmm. And then based on our budgeting process for next year and based on, you know, potentially what their skill set is, then that might push us more towards one direction or the other for additional staffing as well as the needs of the building.
Mm-hmm. So are we starting off tonight? I think, so we have a job description, we have a job posting.
Yes.
The goal, our most pressing goal, is to get the posting.
The posting, correct.
Right.
Yep.
So I wonder if we should just start there.
I agree.
Now, I know the job description is going to play into the posting.
Yep.
And a question I had in looking at this too, and I don't know what we used last time, but did we have a standard set of interview questions?
We did.
Yes.
We did. Okay.
Yes.
So I would, you know, I think at some point, once we get a you know, list of candidates and we're getting ready to start interviews, I think we need to just make sure we look over those, mm-hmm. so that they map back to whatever we've updated with the mm-hmm. posting and the job description. And I just would be curious about what we asked, mm-hmm. so that we can get the right candidate. So that was a call.
I believe this one without the letterhead is the post.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we used as the actual posting. So I don't know if we want to take, to me there's really three sections. There's kind of the intro, the qualifications, and the job functions. Do we want to maybe start with just the intro there and the description?
Mm-hmm. And our salary band hasn't changed, right?
I wouldn't think it would.
That was actually a recommendation from the city that we might want to increase that just to see if, you know, what kind of candidates will we get in on that.
I feel like salary, though, if somebody's in the area, they're probably still going to apply. Mm-hmm.
So what, I mean, do we have a set budget for this position that we don't want to go over?
It would be budgeted at what we were paying. So anything over would be an unbudgeted expense for the remainder of the year, and we could account for it next year.
Okay, okay. And where's Elisa at, do we know?
She ended at... Well, she was
67,
hired.
Wasn't she? She was hired at 65.
Yeah, 65.
So hired at 65, ended at 67, 68, yeah. I want to say.
Okay.
So, I mean, we could do 65 to 75 and run with a little bit.
I think that would be better.
Mm-hmm. What's IMRF?
It's the Illinois Retirement.
Ha, got it. Okay.
Are we going to require the ALA or the master's?
Well, let's get through the top part, and then we'll go into the qualifications. I think it's probably easier rather than jumping around. So I would say, who's up? Are you taking notes to update this, or?
Yeah.
Okay. So are we good with 65 to 75, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And then?
Oh, we just need to increase the population, right?
Yeah. Population and our operating budget has grown. Wow, it's grown quite a bit since then.
Do we know what those pieces are? So we can. And Darren, do you want me to update it this on electronically?
Actually, if you have an electronic version of the beam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we should have. Is showing as 19,352.
I'm going to say over 19,000. How's that?
Yeah. And I know our operating budget's over 900,000 now.
Okay, so it's going to make it 900,000. We said 65 to 75. Okay.
So I feel like this might be an area in the title here to get to work in the community outreach, in the seeking enthusiastic team leader with Vision Initiative Freedom to serve and promote the library, and do we want to say like and engage with the community?
How about and foster positive community relations?
There you go. Is there anything else that we want to key in on the title paragraph there?
I mean, for a posting, I think it works.
Yeah.
People are going to look right down to the next section. All right. I think.
So here's Ryan's question.
Ryan, yes. I don't know. What is it? Is it a requirement to have a master's? Do we need that?
So my understanding, every time it comes up, is that it's not a requirement, but it's pretty standard, and that certain associations like ALA and different accreditations, now I understand that nothing we've interacted with recently has required it. But I would almost want to put master's degree in library science from an ALA accredited program preferred.
That's what
Because that gives us A, the flexibility to interview people that don't have it.
Yes.
Yep.
And B, if ultimately that is the decision factor, we can still make that as, mm-hmm. as a board.
I agree. I mean, 5 years plus in a progressively responsible library position, is 5 years plus appropriate? I mean, I think for, I don't know what it's like in the library world, but that seems a little...
So the only thing I would say is we're a smaller library and we're not paying much. Mm-hmm. So...
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If somebody's progressed to a manager at a, you know, larger library or...
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think of anything here, we don't want to limit ourselves. So if we put, you know, 8 to 10 years, if somebody has 7 years, you know.
Okay.
I think 5+ years is fine.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
We'll leave that. So demonstrates expertise with information technology and library systems, including Microsoft Office. So, is this where we call out, like, specific programs that we use here? Or is that going to be standard across any library? Like, what's the new thing that we transitioned to look up books?
Oh, PERCAP?
PERCAP.
Yeah. So that's only going to be people in this area, because that's regional. So that's going to be the libraries that feed into the PERCAP system.
Okay.
And I think a lot of those systems are fairly regional, so I don't know. I mean, it's a benefit if they know PERCAP.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Elisa didn't have any knowledge of PERCAP either when she was brought in. And I don't see that as a huge, you know, if they know how to run the library, they can learn the system, I would assume.
Okay.
But other than Microsoft Office, I mean, there are other things that we want to include on this? Like,
so one thing I would include in qualifications is just what we've had a lot of need for is projects out to bid, and negotiating contracts. I don't think we have anything in qualifications because, you know, if you think of all the building systems and things that we're getting quotes on replacing.
Like a procurement?
Yeah, so like a contract or project management. Experience in project management and contract review.
Contract review and negotiation.
Yeah. I think that's a really critical skill.
What about experience running or managing a specific desk in a library? Like, I know in the past it's been challenging because there hasn't been, like, demonstrated expertise in any one particular area. You know, whether it's CERC or children's or adult.
Yeah. Or do we call that out as the goals?
You mean like other job functions?
Yes.
I would think anybody that would be interviewing for a director would have experience somewhere at one of the desks. I don't
know. Maybe just focus on that in the interview.
Yeah, I would say that's an interview question. Mm-hmm. If we manage to find a library director that hasn't worked at any desks, then we might have some other concerns.
Okay.
Verbal communication, build collaborative relationships with staff. I think that's all really good. And then the only thing I would say would be, in qualifications, do we want to bring up any outreach or program development experience? I mean, are we expecting the director to come in with any of that, or do we want to focus more on, is that going to be a plus if we find somebody that, you know, has implemented some new and innovative programs in the library?
So are we looking for somebody who's actually created the programs, or are we looking for somebody who's got the
team
strategic thinking to be able to create a marketing plan or a plan for programs or a social media plan? Or so is that what we're looking for? Are we looking for somebody who's actually...
I think the strategic thinking, because to me, even if you don't know how to do it yourself, if you know how to hire the people and oversee the people to work them through it,
does anybody think differently on that?
I think that makes sense. It's going to be hard. I mean, no offense to librarians, but you don't often think of them as the outgoing people. And so that may be, you know, you're trying to find someone with procurement skills, outreach skills, But if someone's good at bringing a team together or knowing what they want, that's more important maybe than being able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's too where we can have our list of, you know, your qualifications are your non-negotiables, right? They have to have some set skill level in here. Now, if you find somebody that does have the experience implementing those programs, that's a plus to them, right? If you have somebody that can, you know, do some of the vendor management and maintenance side of it, that's a plus. So I would say at the very least from a qualification standpoint, so here's, you know, anything we look at, whether it be programming or marketing or outreach, they're kind of taking a nebulous thought that the board has, right? Because we spit out all these ideas and they're great, but at the end of the day, they have to translate those ideas into actions. So we need somebody that can do that.
Right.
So I don't know the best way to articulate that.
So we talked about two things. So one was strategic thinking to build and guide staff to execute plans.
Yep.
Okay, and then there's the second thing, which is the ability to it's kind of like ability to work with ambiguity.
Yeah.
You know, to to come in front of the board and hear a bunch of ideas and be able to walk away knowing, like, maybe not every idea I need to go run after, but
It's more than initiative. It's initiative into action. I don't know how to
action oriented.
Because I think that's where we struggle as a board. Is we know the direction we want to go in, but I mean, aside from Omeka, none of us work in library, so we always need that person to take that.
Okay, so how about the ability to translate strategy?
There you go.
Into
action.
Actionable.
Yes, perfect.
Actionable or into action.
Into action.
And then I definitely think we want an interview question around that.
Mm-hmm.
And throw out the, okay, so as a board, if we say we want to be better at outreach, what does that mean to you, and how do you help us with that? That's perfect.
Okay.
And then I feel the other items in there are good. So we're adding in, reading the ones we added?
So we changed master's degree preferred.
Yep.
Degree preferred. And then experience in project management, contract review, and negotiation skills.
Uh-huh.
Ability to translate strategy into action and strategic thinking to build and guide staff to execute plans.
Could you combine those?
I know, it doesn't seem right.
Ability to convert strategy into action. To work with staff. Can you read
ability to translate strategy into action.
Can you read those two that you have?
The other one, strategic thinking to build and guide staff to execute plans.
Ability to translate strategy into action and work with staff to execute plans.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Boom.
So I like the other qualifications. I don't think I have anything else I'd change personally.
I don't either. Okay, job functions. Oh, Puri Cat is down there.
Yep.
So what's not here, it's very operational, the job functions, budget, yeah. operations, reports, yeah. all good, all needed. But we don't have anything specifically here on job functions of community engagement,
correct.
Marketing.
Correct.
So I think that needs to be added.
Correct.
And there's something about order of
yes.
prioritization. So I'm going to stick this one right under the finance committee one, and I'm putting it above maintenance. I don't know why. It just feels better.
Yep.
Okay, so how about something like works to...
engage with the greater community.
Works to engage with the Yorkville community.
To promote library services and develop.
How about to promote and develop library
services and programs.
And programs. That covers it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I would move the building one up under that, above the budget one, the care and maintenance of library building. And I would, rather than just oversees care and maintenance. Or maybe we make it another line, but include something about, again, the bigger strategic process of reviewing contracts, reviewing support agreements, and planning, you know.
Maybe it's like oversees the third party
agreements
that are in place to provide care and maintenance of the library building grounds
uh-huh.
and assets. And then I'm going to put, and make it its own bullet, ensures effective and efficient building operations of its own.
Yep.
Okay.
So right now your first one is the same, right? Works under the direction of the board trustees.
Then the finance committee.
Right.
Then oversees the third-party agreements that are in place to provide care and maintenance of the library building grounds and all assets. Then ensures effective and efficient building operations. Then works to engage with the Yorkville community.
Yeah.
And then reports and the rest.
Should there be something about... I feel like we're not capturing, and this maybe is an error, just like job. You know, as a library board, I feel like we're constantly trying to decide what people we have in what seats to do what jobs. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a director should have, you know, some understanding of job alignments and playing to staff members' strengths and reorganizing the team, you know, to achieve the goals.
So how about that's, you don't think that's what's here, or does it need to be worded differently?
I think it's a little beyond the development and training.
How about builds and maintains?
What are you guys looking at? I'm sorry.
We're looking at the posting. The one that's out.
I thought about
the header.
Oh, is it different?
Yeah, that's the full job description. Yeah, that's different.
Oh, because it says oversees staff training, hires, evaluates, and...
That's the job description.
Yeah.
Yeah. To ensure appropriately staffed services to the public.
That's the job description, though. We're doing the other one here. This guy, the short one.
So you want to put that on the job posting?
Yeah. So just okay. Something about... What were you going to say?
I was going to say... So we have overseas staff development and training.
Yeah.
But I was going to add like something like builds and maintains and like effective staffing plan or
yes.
effective
yep.
organizational. There's something around that piece where like we want the director to be able to say, we have these types of services that we're trying to provide to the community. I've got this staff.
Yeah.
Yep. Do I have enough? Do I have the right people doing the right things? What else do I
yep.
need? What do I...
Because as a board, I don't think we should spend about as much time talking about who we put in what seat as much as what we want to get done, and then the director to tell us what they need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they... And it goes to the handling ambiguity again, but it's more from a staffing standpoint of, we're asking you to do this additional task. We understand you're staffing constrained. Tell us what you need to get that done. And then it allows us the opportunity to make easier decisions and hopefully have somebody from the perspective of knowing how to organize that team. So,
do they not see the staff, this description when they apply for the job?
They would not, no.
I guess for me, we're trying to reword what's already worded in the description rather than copying part of what's in the description into the...
Yeah, so what we started with tonight is like kind of our first... quickest priority is to get the posting out so mm-hmm. we can start and get some people to see it and candidates to come through. So we started with the posting tonight. We were going to move to the job description as well, but that's...
I guess the job description is the more full version of the posting. It's just pared down. I read them both before, and I happened to read the job description first, and I feel like it's the more elaborated version of the posting, and we didn't want to put as much in the posting, so... It's pared down. But, like, we could take that second sentence from the job description because that's the ensure appropriately staff services to the public.
I think I'm looking at more than just ensuring with staff, somebody who has the strategy to align the team and make recommendations for the team. I want somebody that's reading that job posting to go, I can do that. I know how to do that. I did it at this library. You know, you're looking for those key things that might trigger somebody to go, oh, if that's what they need, that's a skill I have. And I'm going to apply for that because I know I can do that. So I want to get our biggest thing.
What's the verb that is the skill other than staff development and training?
They have the...
Where do you see it on the job?
It's the second to last bullet. It says overseas staff training, which is almost like this, overseas staff development training. So they should be able to hire, evaluate, and discipline employees as necessary to ensure appropriately staff services to the public. So like,
yeah.
I evaluate whether or not you can do the job I need you to do. I feel like that's what that's saying. Does that make sense? I feel like that's saying what you want them to be able to do. We just aren't putting that
It's
here.
More of the strategy behind staffing. It's not necessarily reviewing the people you have. It's coming forth with the strategy of, this is the pool of staff I have. How are we going to realign responsibilities to accommodate the task that the board is asking?
Creating a staffing plan for the ongoing future of the library, whether it's the year at hand or 2 years or 3 years out, is different than making a hiring decision to bring in another manager or a staff member or doing the review or giving them coaching and feedback. And so I think what we're trying to just make sure is clear in the posting when candidates are looking at this, that they're seeing it as, you know, a requirement of what this library is looking for, not just somebody to bring in the staff and make sure that they're doing their jobs, but somebody who can almost bring it up another level to think about, gosh, you know what, I've got 16 part-timers, they all work 3 hours a week. Is that really effective for the needs I have at this library? Or can I think about that in a different way to make sure that we've got the resources that we need? So I think it's different. I think both are important, Wameka, but I think they're different.
I think I feel like if I was I feel like this is asking that person to do that. We just didn't have somebody who understood that. When I see evaluate to ensure appropriately staff services to the public, and when the board says this is what we'd like to give to the public, I then evaluate what I have and change. Do you see what I'm saying? To me, and I need to use staff development and training to make sure that they're able to meet the new need. But I have to be able to evaluate my staff and see if they are doing what I need them to do. So for me, I would feel like the evaluating is the key skill. The evaluating And so maybe it's evaluating and strategizing. But
yeah.
For me, I feel like the board says this is where we'd like to go. I then go back and evaluate what I have and see where we can go from here. Like,
I think the strategizing is the key. So if you do...
So you want strategy. You want to say you need somebody who strategizes, not just evaluates.
Correct. Because you can have somebody that's really good at giving employee reviews and really good at putting them into training programs, but then when we ask, you know, we want to do more computer programming, I want somebody that can translate that from a staffing standpoint to say, oh, that's easy, we bring in somebody outside to do that, or look, we have 3 hours in children.
So if you say evaluating the needs of the library or the needs of the community.
Well, the staffing strategy, develop a staffing, or develop and maintain a staffing plan and strategy.
So, I think what I'm hearing here is both,
yep.
Right? We want somebody to be able to think, ideally, someone who's got the ability to think about it from like a broader plan. What's the staff I need to support the library and the services that we offer to the community? And tactically, day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, somebody who can bring in staff, hire them, develop them, give them reviews, feedback, coaching.
To keep it simple, you could just add what he said right to the beginning. Develop and maintain a staffing strategy as well as oversee staff development and training. Because that key strategy word needs to be in there. And developing, that they're developing it, not us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what else on the posting for the job description?
What about, do we want to put anything in there like grant writing or?
What's going on here, is it?
Yeah,
I think so, right?
Yep.
So, is it like.
How'd you change the finance one? I'm sorry. I had a previous function.
Okay, hang on just 1 second. So, for grant writing, it's about what? It's about finding the grants and writing the grants?
Seeking out...
I guess I would have took that with that bullet. That's what I was asking.
With the finance?
Yeah, but I didn't know if you had reworded already.
No.
Because controlling as well as seeking outside sources or additional sources, grants just one way that you
can... Right, exactly.
So I wouldn't limit it to grants,
mm-hmm.
but I would say as well as seek... additional funding sources for library programs and needs, or but I would tie it to that finance one rather than have it be a separate bullet.
Okay, so so works with the finance committee to prepare the annual budget for the library board. Approval monitors expenditures with constraints, and this is where we would put. Sorry, can you say it again?
And seeks
additional
sources of funding.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to rely on you guys for that. I think it sounds fine to me.
I mean, in my head, I can't think of anything outside of grants right now, but I know there's other stuff.
Commissions.
That you could, yeah. Trustees, trust. So I just want to leave it broad. So it's like, find other ways to get us money.
Even working through, business associations and doing different, partnerships, it's still funding.
Yeah, like the cookies and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the
cookies.
Or the,
just stuff like that. Sponsorships.
Even the room rental one here, too, was
mm-hmm. revenue.
So just funding, yeah.
Yep. Oh, so funding or should it be revenue?
I like revenue. What?
Funding.
I was going to say, revenue makes it sound like constant pay versus like a one time.
Rooms is revenue. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but funding is broader than...
But, like, the cookies or the, somebody sponsoring isn't necessarily revenue. They're
correct.
Just, like, giving you something you then don't have to spend money on.
Yeah.
Right? So that's not revenue. That's more like a...
Yeah. We got a lot of space, obviously.
Okay. What if we move over to the job description? If there's anything that pops out at us that needs to be on the posting, we can just come back to it.
The only thing before the job description is, do we want to talk about where and how we're posting, or do we have that figured out?
I don't know. What's our process?
So I think
last time it was Indeed.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And Rails, right?
Rails.
What about
Rails?
Are we on LinkedIn?
I don't know that we are.
LinkedIn would definitely be where we should post it up. It probably cost, but
it
costs
money to post on LinkedIn.
Did Rails cost us? ILA costs.
Rails is free, I think.
Because we're part of Rails.
Correct.
But I think ILA costs, but that would get you a broader. Well, like I subscribe to ILA as a trustee, but.
I think it's at $100.
Is it $100?
I'm on it now.
But you're going to get more people. Because are we keeping, I'm sorry I'm late, but the master's degree?
Preferred.
We preferred.
Okay, you changed it to preferred.
Mm-hmm. Just to give us flexibility, should we? ILA is $100?
The salary was also
like that's for 30 days.
It was bumped?
Yeah.
What about the years?
Years may remain the same.
We talked about it. We felt that 5 is maybe a little on the low side, but we don't necessarily want to exclude candidates from applying. And that we can always dictate that as the interview proceeds. I think ILA would be good, because I imagine a lot of
people
in
the whole state.
For, you know.
And apparently Yorkville is very sought after, so there may be somebody in the network who's already relocating to the area.
Oh, yeah. And especially
if
it's only $100, that's worth
that.
Yeah.
How long does it last, a month?
It says 30 days.
Yeah.
What about, does ALA have...
I don't know. ILA sends out a weekly newsletter, and it's at the bottom every week, so you're going to hit all those people who have an ILA membership 4 times, and then it's also on the website. I mean, you maybe don't subscribe, but I know I get the weekly emails, and so it's there. So, and then once it's in the internet, you know, it kind of spreads, so that might be a good investment of the money. I don't know how much LinkedIn. I imagine there's a lot of networks. That would be a good one, too, if it wasn't too expensive.
But I know LinkedIn, I think they offer, like, a trial.
I'm on it, and it says, post a free job, post a free job, post a free job.
Yeah, we'd probably get one.
Yeah. So we do all the posting ourselves, or we get...
We have an email.
We did ourselves, yeah.
We do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's an email they funnel to, and then we all got them.
Yep.
Oh.
And then email is still set up.
Wow.
That Indeed, my box was full.
Okay. Yeah, Indeed gave us a volume, not necessarily.
Says it cost $4.95.
For how long?
30 days for a LinkedIn job post.
$4?
$4.95.
Oh, sorry.
She said $4.95. I was like, I can't even believe it's $4.95. So I'm assuming it's the other one, and that's enough.
That's a lot of money. I mean, maybe we see what we get through our
own. Yeah, I would
go with ILA first. Facebook.
ILA.
Rails
is free.
I'm on LinkedIn. I don't know. There are people like myself who could just share it. I don't know if any of our... I could always
share it. I wouldn't get any.
But I'm connected to other librarians.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then I don't know if any of our staff are on LinkedIn and they could share. So, like, they might know people at other, but... You know, I could always ask people I know to share it.
Share it, but I don't know that I have tons of librarian friends.
I don't know.
You know, people know people.
Yeah.
What are your other friends like? Be a friend of a librarian?
So Facebook, ILA.
Can we do a posting
on Twitter? Make sure you put it on Twitter.
Do we have a Twitter?
Yes.
No, we do have a Twitter.
It's a student. I don't know if it's the... It's the Reads one, so I don't know if we have just
the
YPL
the
one,
one.
But I know we have one that they post
you
stuff. We should 100% have a YPL one, though. The way we have a Facebook, we should already have a lot of professional networking happens on Twitter.
Yep.
So I will share it there, too.
And our new website will be rolling out probably soon, too.
And it can go on there, of course, as well. But I'm just saying, like, I connect with a lot of librarians nationally through mm-hmm. those from when we go to conferences, so those that spreads pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So it would be good for us to develop that presence. If we don't already have one, that might be a good way to start.
And we agree the $100 for ILA is worth it, but we'll have to motion that when we're done.
Yeah, because
we're spending money.
Can we do that in this meeting?
Yeah, we can do that now. This is a standard meeting. This is in a committee. So I would like to make a motion that we pay the $100, I believe, to ILA to post our job position.
I'll second.
Hedman?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Brenich?
Yes.
And Rodriguez?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then we can review. Well, because actually we have a board meeting, is it next week?
Mm-hmm. Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we can hopefully get it out tomorrow, and then maybe by next week we can review if we need to expand the posting any further based on a few days of maybe getting some back.
Okay. So what are we going to put, like, for how much time are we going to have for this job posting? We're talking 30 days?
Yeah, I mean, I think we let it go for 30 days. Hopefully we get mm-hmm. enough candidates that are... So what's our process? Does somebody phone screen people first? Like, what do we...
They email their resume and cover letter to careers at your club.
Okay, but
yes.
Then
no phone calls,
we might get a bunch of junk in
right.
five good ones. So...
I don't know if we did a phone screening last time.
We
had,
just call certain ones in.
Yeah, we had a day where we try and line up two or three interviews, and then we had as many of us could come in, and we scheduled a day to do the interviews.
And are we going to do these on Zoom?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely do it. Well... And then what we're allowed to, because if there's more than two of us, it's got to be a public meeting.
An interview does?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because we would have to go into executive session. We can do the interview in executive session because it's for the hiring of. But the actual, it has to start. Yes?
Anytime, any... Hmm? Three or more board members talk about library business, it has
okay.
to be in a
yep.
in a meeting that's open, unless it's executive session.
Open Meeting Act would mean
yeah.
we can conduct the actual interview in an executive session, but we have to start in an open meeting. Because
mm-hmm.
we have to allow for public comment
mm-hmm.
prior to.
Okay. So we're going to have to think through that.
So we could have an open meeting, but we could connect to the candidate via Zoom. But the board members would not be able to... They wouldn't be in attendance if they were on Zoom, right?
Currently, right now, those are... If there was two present, that's what I believe that's what's
okay.
considered... those who are in attendance. Zoom is not considered a part of the quorum.
Correct.
So that would not be attendance.
But it would be discussing library matters,
yeah,
which means...
you know...
So
deal with, I guess we should deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, once we roll towards interviews.
Once we get a few candidates we want to take a look at. The process last time was once we had a few candidates we wanted to take a look at...
Mm-hmm.
We picked a day that we were able to meet as a board, and then we asked who could join us on that day.
I think we set up a couple days.
Yes.
We set up at least 2 days at a time, and then we tried to make sure we had, you know, a couple of us at each of those.
Correct.
And they came in, and we scheduled them with like a 15-20 minute break in between them.
Mm-hmm.
So if one was at like 11, the next one's at like 12:15 or whatever. So we could have time to write out our notes and stuff in between them.
But I do think for the first round, we may want to consider at least having the candidates attend by Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
We'll still have to physically meet, to meet the Open Meeting Requirement Act, but I do think we'll probably get more candidates if we keep it virtual right now on the first round.
Well, will they even know that? Are you going to put that on the posting?
No. But we might have people that are hesitant to sit down for a group interview if it's not something that they're really, really interested in.
Who oversees this whole process on the board, or is it?
It's the personnel committee.
It's the personnel committee. Okay. So Theron then would be the one who's doing the direct communication to set up interviews with
Correct.
The candidate. Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Was this number even close to accurate? Did you guys change the
we
population
changed those,
total?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 19,000 something on the
I
people.
I was like, ooh, we were.
But it's over 900,000.
Okay. What's next? Okay, so we send. So I'm assuming, does Theron post this, or does, like, Dixie and Cheryl post this for us? And do Dixie and Cheryl participate in the candidate screening process, or?
No.
I think we brought them in for second round.
Okay.
Because I remember they
when we got down to the staff, when we got down to the couple.
Yeah, so we did the first
they
round.
They may need to post the ILA one for us if we're going through the library's ILA membership.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that mine is updated. I know Theron used to have one as well, but I'm sure that the library has an ILA membership, so we just need to go through somebody's active membership to get the job posted.
Well,
other than that, Theron can post it on all the other places. Well, we probably have them posted on Facebook as well, a staff member
probably
of the library.
Probably between Theron and Dixie, they could hit all the places.
Did we write down somewhere that I recommend that they get a Twitter account like 10 years ago? No, I only had one like 3 years ago, but we should get one, especially for this and moving forward.
That would be Dixie as well, right? Mm-hmm.
Is she all outside communication?
She or Cheryl.
Yeah.
Or Sean.
Do we approve this at the board meeting on Monday?
We can approve it today.
Oh, okay.
Because there's a board meeting,
right?
Yeah. I consider this a committee meeting.
It's not, though.
It's not.
Special
it's a
meeting
special
board
meeting.
Right.
With a quorum.
So, Darren, do I just email this to you and Theron?
Yes.
Then? Okay. Okay.
And yeah, we want to jump through the
job description?
Job description.
We should change all the language we changed on the other one onto this one.
Yeah.
Like the preferred and...
And even bringing in the qualifications we added to the job posting, I would bring in on the job description as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And anything under essential, bring it over here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to reread the qualifications we added for one method?
Sure. Okay, so qualifications were master's degree in library science from an ALA-accredited program preferred, 5+ years in progressively responsible library position, demonstrates expertise with information technology and library systems, including Microsoft Office, This was new. Experience in project management, contract review, and negotiation skills. Ability to translate strategy into action and work with staff to execute plans. Excellent communication skills, both verbal and written. Ability to build collaborative relationships with staff, volunteers, patrons, the board, local government, and community agencies to serve and promote the library. I think everything else stayed the same. Knowledge of state laws concerning libraries is informed of changes and developments in library legislation and proven financial stewardship. Ability to prepare and administer budgets.
I don't think we need to change anything.
As long as we add that
to
Got it.
Because this is just a pared down version of the description.
And then the job functions are going to be the same that we had on the job posting, right?
The added ones, I would say.
Yeah. And if you reworded anything. So, like, we should add to that second to last bullet. It says overseas staff training. We should make it say the exact same thing. So we should say develop and maintain a staffing strategy.
Yep.
Overseas staff development and training.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it stay the same, right?
Perfect,
So there's one point here on the job description that wasn't on the posting, which under essential job functions was the second point.
Yep.
Administered board policies and makes policy recommendations. That should stay, right?
Yeah.
And then the next one works to further the goals and objectives of the library in conjunction with the Board of Trustees. Recommending purchases of equipment and materials.
Mm-hmm.
Is that... That needs to stay, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These are all good, it's just you don't want to put all of this on
right.
the posting.
Yep. Okay.
And do we have anything... I know it's a big focus now for a lot of organizations about maintaining the safety of the library.
Do you mean, like, above this, we have something disaster and evacuation?
Yeah, so I'm thinking more of, you know, especially considering the pandemic, our cleaning policies are, you know, just focused
mm-hmm.
on
hygiene.
So we should enlarge that bullet, probably. I feel like it's connected to that one.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Skill set.
Maintain the disaster and event. Is it still called that? Or did we add something because of the
Isn't
pandemic?
Isn't that just covered up? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Would that be covered under policies?
It is.
Because
I think it's more than
policies
too, though, because when I think of, you know, the challenges we've had with
PATH?
Yeah.
Well, that was directly connected to this one, but the pandemic is kind of different. Because that was a building emergency. Like, those people presented an emergency to the staff in the building. And so she, you know, like, calling the police. That's all in our plan. But the pandemic was, like, totally new. We had no plan. And so we need people who understand they might have to make a plan.
Remember the disaster and evacuation plan? Elisa had taken that, and she had, like, the fire department in Austin.
They went through our systems.
They went
through
our systems, and we also identified that we needed an active shooter plan and other things like that were put into it.
Which I feel are covered by response to building emergencies taking appropriate action. But the pandemic, I mean, you could call it a building emergency, but it's bigger than that.
The pandemic turned, our response to mass contagion is in the policy. It was never
so that's what I was just saying. Should it still be called disaster and evacuation plan, or is it something?
A lot of companies are using emergency preparedness.
That I was going to say is something bigger that encompasses all of those plans.
Emergency preparedness plan.
Yeah, that maybe it maintains the emergency preparedness plan, responding to building emergencies and taking action as needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than just that one specific one.
So maintains emergency
preparedness
plans.
Yep.
Prepare.
Because that'll cover.
All
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Silly question. Who do the custodians report to? As I'm looking at this.
I feel like always, I saw that somewhere.
I thought they've always reported to the director.
Yeah. Oh, it's on this that they list them. But it doesn't say that that is their job.
I mean, if they do report to the director, should we list that as...
What, where is the... It's the maintenance. Isn't there a maintenance of the building thing around here somewhere?
Yeah.
The one right above disaster and evacuation oversees the care and maintenance of the life.
We tweaked the wording on that one a little bit, though, didn't we?
Which one? I feel like there was one about the building.
Yeah, right above the emergency preparedness.
Oversees
the care and maintenance of the library building, grounds, and all assets, ensures effective. So yeah, that kind of sounds like that they're in charge of the people who would help them do that. And it's in both, so. You say you changed the wording of that one, or no?
We added on the...
managing the third-party contracts.
Managing the third-party contracts with that.
So yeah.
So things like our...
I feel like that covers the custodians.
Yeah.
So on the second bullet, Minister's Board Policies makes policy recommendations to the Library Board, attends Library Board and City Council meetings as required, and makes recommendations as assigned on subjects under discussion. It almost sounds like the City Council is a requirement.
So I feel like...
Well, it is at certain times.
But I feel like we might have scaled that back just because of the distance she lived on some of the required, because I do feel like before Elisa wasn't, what was her name?
Michelle.
I think she, she didn't attend all of them.
She didn't attend all of them, but she did attend some.
Yeah, but she was there more than Elisa was, for sure.
Yeah, because they were on a different night and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and we have a list.
And then she also went to city council meetings on occasion. Mm-hmm. So
we have it listed as required, so.
Okay.
Because you could also delegate those. The director doesn't have to go to those necessarily. Sometimes Cheryl went, especially when they were doing the art fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
The mural.
Good.
I think I captured everything.
I feel
like the having not seen it and then seeing what you guys had, I think it was really spot on from the last time. I mean, there's a couple of things that we updated that I think are important, but...
We spent a lot of time going through it.
Yeah.
So. And I think, you know, more of our focus, too, knowing, you know, at least me, having spent more time on the board, knowing what our constant struggle points are and our constant points of discussion, I think those lead more towards the interview questions we might want to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'll be better prepared, you know, when we hired the last director, I think less than a year I was on the board, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we'll probably, before that interview, want to make sure we spend some thoughtful time in setting our interview questions as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know it has under publicized and services. The last sentence says monitors the library's web presence, including updating of the website and social media. Do we want to include anything about it looks for latest trends or something along that line, so that's, you know, somebody who's versed in the latest trends?
Where's it? Oh, here we are.
Well, I think we added that. Did we add that in the job functions? Yeah, that's under qualifications.
Is it a new one?
Hold on.
I saw it too.
We had it somewhere.
Is it a new one you added? Maybe that's
Okay, it's under essential functions in the job description. It's like right after the emergency preparedness plan. It's publicizes the services available. Mm-hmm. Is that what you just
That's said? That's what you just read, yeah.
So what are we looking for?
Is there
He's saying it's not forward thinking.
Oh.
Trends, staying abreast of trends and library services and programming.
So, monitors the library's web presence, including updating the website and social media, is very execution focused.
And I don't even think that's a job function of the director.
Right. Really.
Mm-hmm. That's where you could replace that with the trends and forward thinking.
It stays current on new social media trends and...
Just new library trends. Not even social media.
Okay.
Stays current on new library trends and programming to...
And it's not even just library. So, I mean, it's library, but there's some things that are happening outside the library that people are bringing into the libraries. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? So, like, maker spaces and... Mm-hmm. And
those are library trends, though, right?
Well, some of them aren't library trends. They're work trends. They're like
programming trends.
Programming trends and, like, recreations. And they're finding ways to make their library more relevant by going, these are really happening in these other spaces. If we don't get on board and start including them in our library... Because it depends on your community. Because some communities... The trends don't work. You know what I mean? It depends. So, yes, it's library trends, but it's just trends in public service, I guess, too. Like, customer service trends that aren't necessarily library trends. It's just, like, a new way of calling them patrons versus sometimes this other stuff.
Could we say stays current on new trends that influence...
Impact the library?
And influence and impact the library positively or something?
Yeah.
I would just say influence and impact the library.
Impact the library.
I think you could get rid of new, because trends and
it's implied, right? Yeah. Those old trends.
But now we're taking out the we're crossing out the web presence part, right?
Because
you can delegate that to a manager.
Yeah, that's not a job function of a director.
What's this mosaic?
An example of that is like jobs. You know, when you're paying attention to what's happening in the workforce, you can see a niche where you can help or like be of service. You know what I mean? Like people started becoming hubs for people to work when a lot of people's businesses are closing and local libraries. Because there was a whole discussion on Yams about this mom whose kid goes to school here, and she's like, I need a quiet place to work for a few hours. And people are like, the Urban Public Library is a great place to go. I was like, yes! But some people are like, oh, you should call because a lot of libraries aren't open, and other people are like, our library is open? So that's one of those, you know, like, where do you go to work when things are closed? Like, there's a lot of places you can't sit in.
Right.
But being like, that's a service we could meet. I was really happy to see that.
So going back to what was brought up earlier about the information technology and the library systems, including Microsoft Office, do we want to include on that line social media.
Oh, because you took it out of the other. I was going to say, do we want to say Microsoft Office?
Right, I was thinking the same thing, because like...
I mean, I know we do still use Office, but some fantastic program could come out and we'd switch. I just know that they... We switch from saying a specific program, like company's program, just to like...
We did notice another posting still this Office.
Yeah. Do they?
Like, I just went through that.
And they all say Office?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I guess they all use
it. Yeah.
One that did reference Google Suites.
I was going to say, a lot of people use Google Suites now.
No, we don't, and I think it's important if somebody doesn't come in and literally doesn't know how to use Word, that might be a problem.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a problem if they don't know how to use Google Suites.
Yeah.
Don't we use Teams?
It's really going to be a problem.
Aren't we using Microsoft Teams with the staff as well?
I don't think they're using Teams. We have 365. I don't think they're having Teams.
I thought that includes Teams.
But they don't use it. I think they just use Zoom. When they had to meet, they use Zoom.
Okay.
They didn't use Teams.
But should our director have some knowledge of social media? I think it's a, I don't know.
Isn't that something we're looking for, though?
I think that's current technologies, no?
Maybe the awareness.
Yeah.
But, I think that's like an interview question rather than just my feeling.
But do we want to even waste the time to have somebody apply if they don't know what any social media is?
I kind of feel like if we're posting job descriptions online
through LinkedIn. Only take email.
But if they find it through Rails, I literally say, like, if you have somebody who's been maybe a library director for 20 years that has never touched social media, are we interested in that?
No. I'm just kidding. I mean, but no, you're not.
I don't know. I feel it's important, especially if we want to focus on outreach and community engagement.
It is important.
During COVID, still? Like, I feel like the web awareness, if not social media, some level of web awareness. And
okay, but we say stay abreast of trends that influence and impact the library. So if you're not abreast of social media, which 100% influences and impacts the library, that's a problem. So like she said, that kind of encompasses social media because that is a really big trend in how you advertise your services right now. And then we should 100% have a question at the interview about how do you advertise your library services. And if they don't bring up social media in their response, it's like...
I guess I'm more looking at if we have a line about technology skills and library systems and Microsoft Office, is there harm in including social media in that line? Because I could also see somebody, again, who's that 20-year librarian who attends ALA, attends ILA, just never took the time to learn about that their internet.
Well, then they're not showing expertise in information technology.
But in their perspective, they might, because they know how these work.
I mean, to be completely direct and transparent about it, like, why not add it in?
I don't think it
hurdles anything. So you want to include
social media.
So demonstrates expertise with information technology, library systems, and social media.
And Microsoft Office?
Such as, I mean, don't necessarily make it a requirement, but...
Well, saying including. So when I say you have expertise in information technology and library systems, among that expertise, you should have some knowledge of Microsoft Office and
social media.
So including social media and Microsoft. I don't know which order you want to put it in, but he's just saying you're adding social media to the end of that
Microsoft
sentence.
Microsoft Office and social media.
And social media.
Just leave it at that. Because I'm okay scaring away somebody that hasn't touched any social media.
Or doesn't want to,
yeah.
I feel like we should be scaring away anybody who doesn't know how to use Google Suite. I'm so sorry. Are you laughing? It is so serious. Like, our entire school district uses Google.
Yes. Wow.
And so many places use Google.
Yeah. Because I think
that people who aren't Google savvy is so much. Like, explaining them how to use a drive or a form or...
Oh, it's terrible.
It's...
Yeah.
So it's like, Google's like real close to needing Microsoft Office. It really is.
Well, I agree.
You might almost want to say include Microsoft Office, Google Suite, and social media.
The difference is we're not using Google Suite, though.
But all of the programs do. Like, their programs, they're reaching out to kids.
But their director doesn't need to do it on a day-to-day basis.
But don't you want to direct
I think
to
you could learn that. Yeah. If you could, I mean, if you can use Office well, you could learn Google, but if you don't know Office, you're going to struggle.
I think you could learn social media.
Right. I guess I feel like it's... It's already really lengthy.
Yeah. I mean, the job description is really long.
Right.
And but, I mean, just so you guys know,
what about the
post-its? On ILA, there's some that are 3 times as long.
Yeah.
Because they give the full description. They don't do a posting separate
right.
from them. They just
yeah.
do
right.
the one.
But I'm saying their job descriptions are very long.
Mm-hmm.
So could we say demonstrates expertise with information technology and library systems, including Microsoft Office and various social media channels, comma, Google, whatever, preferred?
No, because it's,
not social media.
It's not social media. And then expertise in social media is really vague. What does that mean?
No,
I know how to make a post.
Including Microsoft Office and social media, period. Leave it at that.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how about including Microsoft Office, Google Suites, and social media?
We don't use Google Suites. Google Suites is a specific product, so I don't want to just, you know, somebody
sure.
to say, I've never used Google Suites. I don't want to, you know...
Apply for that.
Yeah, so...
But if they've never used Microsoft Office, they should not apply.
Correct, because we use Microsoft Office.
I think if you've used any kind of word processor, then you're going to understand Microsoft Office. Like, if you've used Google Suites, then
you will be able to be trained on Microsoft in 2 seconds.
Right.
And that's what I said. You literally do not need, if you've used information technology, but you've never done Twitter, somebody can show you how to set up Twitter in 5 seconds, and then you're good to go.
Right.
Like,
I think it's more not necessarily just understanding how to set up Twitter. It's more of understanding what is Twitter versus what is Facebook versus what is Instagram versus... Like, some level of knowledge of
what they're for,
what the social networks are, how to leverage them as a library. That's all I'm saying. I don't care if they're daily users of them.
I guess that's a different qualification than expertise.
I'm not saying expertise.
But that's how that
that's
sentence
what it says.
Starts. But that's what that sentence says. That's why I was like, there's knowledge of how to leverage them different than... Because if you told me I needed to be an expert in it, that would be really intimidating for somebody who's like... I make posts with them. You know what I mean? I wouldn't consider myself an expert in Twitter, even though I use Twitter.
You can't be an expert in everything, anyway.
But that's
so
what the sentence says.
Then expertise with knowledge. Demonstrates knowledge with information technology, library systems, including Office and social.
Demonstrates skill in knowledge?
Yep.
And take out expertise.
Correct. If that's our choking point.
The question is, when they come in for an interview, are we going to make them open up an Excel spreadsheet and create a pivot table?
Use the formulas.
I mean, depending on
it's
the type of library you run, well, not
really
depending on the library you run. Your
account.
Library might have fantastic, but you never
yeah.
had to run it. You made sure it happened, but you never had to do it
right.
because it was a
yeah.
manager that ran your social media. Especially if you're coming from a bigger library,
right.
they'd have somebody who ran it. You know what I mean? So like, that's why I was like, expertise might be,
yeah,
yeah that's
yeah,
fair.
Kind of hard, you know.
But knowledge of them, I think.
But yes, 100% they should have knowledge of.
So then, what is it? Read the now.
The one line?
Yeah, the bullet.
Okay. Demonstrates skill and knowledge with information technology and library systems, including Microsoft Office and various social media channels. Is that
channels
what we said?
Or platforms?
Platforms, I'd say platforms.
Platforms.
And then we need to make sure that's in.
Oh, did somebody just say social media? Should we just say social media? I think I missed that.
You can say platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social media platforms.
We just got to make sure to copy them into bold.
Yep, I'm doing that. Okay.
And then are you writing down? We've got to make sure to ask that question. Because you're going to forget.
I'll add a note section here for interview questions because there's a few that have bubbled up.
So we had interview questions and we had, do we have like a...
We had some. Where were those generated from?
Did we have any kind of like reading?
Okay. Let me see.
To make it objective.
A reading?
This gets stuck. This gets hard when you've got a lot of different people hearing and perceiving a lot of different things. Like if there's one way we can all be looking through like the same criteria as we're...
We did.
That's how we did it the last time. We had set questions that were asked and then we got the response and then we individually rated how we thought their response was to that question. And then we pulled all of our responses together and figured out...
Some rose to the top and others.
Okay.
Yep. Things come out during an interview about their priorities, about where they're looking long term, and it doesn't align with what we're looking for long term.
Yeah.
Did we have a question like that? Was something like 5 years, 10 years from now, like?
I got it. Darren made the questions.
Yeah, there was one about like, where do you see yourself 5 or 10 years?
Here we go. I got the questions right here. Opening questions. So there's a group of four opening questions, a group of four leadership questions, a group of four communication questions, group of four critical evaluation. So we picked and chose. We didn't necessarily ask all the questions to all the candidates, but Theron has the full list. So opening was tell us about your background, give us a description of how you think it relates to the open position. Probably shouldn't read them all, but Theron has a list.
Okay.
So we can add in, so the ones that bubbled up, and I'm going to make note of that right now. Page here. Were social media, advertising, right?
Well, I like that way you phrase it, or somebody phrase it. How did you leverage social media?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Leverage. We had one about explain how you would translate a board
decision
into an actionable...
Into action.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I remember we had something because we were looking for someone who was going to be able to work with the community. But I think it came across as get money from the community. And more, we want to make sure the question is leverage community partnerships to enhance library services. Mm-hmm. Rather than it seeming like we want to align ourselves so that they give us money. No, that's not really what we were going for, but I think that's how it came across. Mm-hmm. You know, when we interviewed it, because a lot of people responded about how they could raise money. I think it's leverage community partnerships to enhance library services to the community.
We might want to talk about, can you tell us a few examples of how you've partnered with the community and offered library services based on those partnerships?
Yeah, to enhance, So, in case we don't have that.
So, do we want to then adopt this now the way it is, or do we want to continue going through other portions of it?
I'm comfortable with the job description and the posting.
What you guys read that you added already, if we just move them over, I think makes it great.
Yep, they're reflected on both.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then do we want a motion that we adopt these in? That we adopt?
Are you motioning
that? I will make a motion that we adopt our job identification and our job posting documents we've worked on tonight.
As discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Okay. Forrestal?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Brundage?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
I'll email them to you when I get home. Get out.
And are these just to look at?
So,
we'll discuss these another time.
So the under new business is called staffing and job descriptions. So we're also given the amount of shifts and our payroll. We want to add on.
My thought was, as we're moving into budget season, and I think we've expressed a couple of times wanting to add positions. This kind of gives us a view of this is great. This is the first time in all these years that I've ever seen something so clear as far as how many hours we're spending. in different areas. So I just wanted to
strategize. Yeah, who did this?
What did you say?
Who did this?
I swear I've asked for this 5 times.
It was something they didn't understand what you were asking for. So the right I understand. Mm-hmm. Can this longer one, the legal one?
Yep.
So this is their full
per pay period on the pay periods listed there. So this is over 2 months. Mm-hmm. So every 2 weeks, this is how many hours they worked in each problem.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we do. Oh, because it's 20 a week. So as long as
correct.
It stays under 40 for the 2 week period,
correct.
Or does it not have to go over 20 in a 1 week period? Do you know that? What that rule
is?
Does
it's per week.
Is it 20? I think it's 20
yeah,
for a week,
per
right? Because there's one that, oh, there's 30 for the 2 weeks. That is the other thing. So this is a 2 week period.
Yeah. A couple of the custodians, though,
are over, right.
Over, yeah.
So how does that work?
But what's interesting, too, in this view, is we spend as many hours a week in custodial as we do both in adult services and youth services. Because that's roughly 45 hours a week, 46 hours a week in custodial, and we're spending 49. So it just gives us a view, I think, to set the table for that discussion. Mm-hmm. I also think, again, if we're focusing on what the staffing model looks like, and if we're focusing on the idea of the director helping to set that mm-hmm. I don't feel comfortable making decisions on adding people prior to the new budget year, but I also do think that we have to start the discussion now to be able to allocate money in for what we want to do. So, because I know in discussion with the director, you know, we've continued to look at other staffing models and other needs from a staffing standpoint. And, you know, do we take?
Don't we close at 5? Maybe though.
Do we take 10 hours out of custodial and have that a blended custodial and maintenance and shift those hours during the day? You know, I think we have options.
And we have times off, right? Because there's like a whole month that goes and there's nothing.
Where are you seeing that? I'm sorry.
Well, when it's blank, right? For two... They were off for a month or...
Yeah. They wouldn't have been paid then. So we're spending, but what's interesting is there's a big variance in pay periods. So like that week of,
you know,
so different.
That week of January 2nd.
Well, that's because we came off from winter break.
New Year's and Christmas, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of breaks, so they don't, they wouldn't have gotten paid.
Okay, they're
that one I understood, yeah.
So you get, so basically it looks like, you know, 2 weeks of 93 hours and 2 weeks of 102 hours each. So,
wait, what? I'm sorry.
I'm just looking at the payroll periods coming all over.
Oh, you're looking at custodial.
I'm sorry, that's custodial. Right. So, the one is just because of...
Yes, but I don't understand why the other ones aren't the exact same. Like, don't you have your shifts? Like, are there shifts changing?
We adjusted the library hours in here, right? Because we resumed our...
So is that why it went up from 93 to 102? That makes sense for the custodians. Okay. And is that what happened with our part-time, our clerks as well?
Right. So if you look at...
Because it went from like 350, 360 to 400. So I'm sure that's when we went back to our normal schedule.
Yes.
Because that was about in December, right? That we said...
November, December, yeah.
Yeah. So we probably have about 400 hours on a normal
2 week, yeah. 402 plus another 102. Because theirs is actually consistent. They work the exact same.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
But now they're over.
Yeah, we do have to watch that.
So that's a problem. Two of them have gone over, and they're going to probably continue to go over if they work their exact same shifts.
But it also brings the question of, are our interim directors aware that they have to monitor that?
Right, is there a certain point that IMRF starts kicking in here?
Or who's setting the schedules for the custodians right now?
Our interim directors.
Are they, or are the custodians just coming in what they've always come in?
No, because they wouldn't be up this much. So this is the thing. If they came in more to go with our more hours, they should have been like, well, you can't work that many hours. And they probably, it looks like somebody couldn't work. See how this person's off?
Mm-hmm.
So then they're making up that person's shift. And so it's like, you do need them to work more, but the wrong people picked up the hours. Because, and maybe the other person couldn't pick up the hours.
Right.
But there's nobody, that fourth person's not working, which is why they got more. Because that happened before, too. It's the same 93 hours. They're filling the same job duties with less people. In the second column, Beach didn't work, but they still had the same number of hours.
But like, so this last pay period, 116, where they all four worked, why?
I guess some they went back. Maybe they went back to their previous. I don't know, because the one, maybe they went on break, and when the other one came back, maybe they're staggering their.
I'm just wondering if anybody's monitoring and improving their time right now.
Yeah, it should be, though, because it's gone over twice. Mm-hmm. And so did somebody else.
So I'll follow up with Dixie. Yeah, because
there's another one that went over. And I don't know if that's a penalty on us or.
I think it's so many times within a year before IMRF kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
IMRF, if I remember.
And is it the calendar year or the fiscal year?
I don't.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to him.
So I feel like, you know, this discussion, I would love to have the director on board to set the overall staffing plan and strategy, but I also feel like we need to be prepared to have some number to include in our budgeting process.
Yeah.
Without maybe making any final decisions on what those positions look like. So I don't know. It's probably too big of a conversation to dive into tonight. But I would say maybe we look at this and then pick up the staffing conversation. Maybe not this. How much do we have on tap next week for the agenda?
There wasn't much.
Okay.
So can you... Will we be able to forecast that we want, let's say, you know, whatever position in this amount of dollars, but... further out in the year, so you know, assuming 6 months from now, let's say we have a director in place and they've got a hold of things that...
Well, we wouldn't want to do it until the start of the new fiscal year anyway. So yeah, this would all be for next year's budget, and we could even push it out further and say, you know, fall if we wanted to. We can, and but I think we want to decide a rough idea of how many hours we would want to add and a rough idea of, you know, a rate range we would want to add to account for that, just to put something in the budget. So, because I know the two areas that we've talked about are, you know, building and maintenance, and then community engagement and kind of advertising, or you know, the.
I guess what we. This is nice. This is good. I'm looking at it and going, great, now we know who's working what shifts, because we were worried there were maybe too many. I mean, it's like, no, it's never more than two, and managers are the backups. What we need to figure out, a different evaluation, that's what I was saying, that evaluate, is a real good sit-down and saying, all of these things need to get done.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing, and what can't get done...
Yeah.
What's not realistic for you to get done that then the board needs to decide is a different job.
And I don't think that's a board decision, I think that's a director decision.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The director and the managers are going, these are all the things the board would like to see us do as a library. Let's be frank about what we do and what we're skilled at doing well and what we should advocate for a different role.
Mm-hmm.
And then how much time would that take? You know, like that's the director and the managers, right? And then saying, this is what we need. We need somebody who works 20 hours doing this.
Because, I mean, somebody who's had experience in a smaller library like ours with the staffing similar to ours might say, you know, you can pull some time here and we can allocate it over to that. So, but I do feel like we're probably not going to have that all figured out by the time we need to have the budget numbers in.
Right.
So,
no. Because this month, really, we should start working.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're going to have that figured out till if we were to have somebody in large, they'd still need to get to know,
Correct. Sit
down, evaluate. Yeah. So we're talking at the beginning of the fiscal year, they might know what they need.
Right.
So we might have to guesstimate extra money for a potential role.
Yep.
Okay. So next steps.
So I would say be thinking about it and let's put that on the agenda for next week to discuss A, the start of the budgeting process, and B, what we want to add in from a staffing standpoint. From a budget allocation. We don't need to know the title or what they're doing. We just want to say, given this is our current staffing.
Don't we have to kind of think about what roles, sort of? Because like the custodial or facilities person is different than a community engagement person.
It is, but if we hire a director that's awesome on community engagement, I would feel like we'd probably be bringing in somebody who maybe can handle the custodial, whereas if we hire somebody who said, I've worked in a small library, I don't need somebody to do custodial building stuff, then, you know, I think the director is going to dictate maybe where we're adding on.
No, I'm just saying when we guesstimate how much.
We can do a range. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're going to have to take our best guess at a pay range and the number of hours.
So you want on, for next week's agenda, you want the start the conversation on budgeting?
Start the conversation on budgeting and with a special focus on, you know, what we feel we would want to add from, or try and add. Because the other thing is we're going to have to take that back to, you know, the city as they prepare the budget and see with the minimum wage increase. So I think the two pieces we're going to need to figure out for budgeting are if we're adding staff, and then the other piece is with the minimum wage increase, so we just had a dollar, we're going to have another dollar in January. How are we going to address wage compression, too? So the people that are not getting the increase, are we going to ask, you know, when Rob helps us with the budget, to increase those staff members as well? Because staffing is going to be the biggest impact on our budget, and it's going to come to get us over the next 5 years with the dollar every year on minimum wage, so if we're not planning accordingly.
And we have an aging facility.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. But luckily, I mean, we budgeted a lot for building repairs and maintenance, and we haven't been over budget on that. I do think part of this next year, as we develop things, we're going to want to put in a building life cycle and a capital plan as far as what to replace and when, as we talk about our automation system, our camera systems, our access control systems. But again, I think that's a project best taken on when we have a director as well. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else to bring up?
Just follow-up items. Who is going to be, were you going to talk to Theron about getting
it? Yeah, you're going to send me.
I got on the public Wi-Fi, so I emailed both of the pieces to you and Theron.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Okay. So then we can get those out.
And then when it's posted, send the links to the board members so that we can share it on social media.
Okay. All right, then we're adjourned.